Extraordinary news out of New Zealand. They had two referendums that went with their recent election, which saw Jacinda Ardern overwhelmingly return to power. They had two referendums, one on cannabis, the legalization of cannabis, and that was rejected. That slightly surprises me. 46% of New Zealanders voted to legalize cannabis, 53.1% voted no. So cannabis will not be legalized. However, euthanasia will be. 62% of eligible voters ticked yes to legalizing euthanasia. That's an extraordinary outcome. And referendums are binding in New Zealand. That means within, I think, the next year, assisted dying will have to be legal and administered by the Ministry of Health. That's a very, very interesting and profound development. New Zealand will be an interesting experiment in this space. Not too many countries are that far down the road in terms of assisted dying. I'm joined now by Prof. Willem Luntman on Cape Talk. He's an executive committee member of Dignity South Africa, an organization that campaigns in on this issue. Willem Luntman, a very good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Where are we up to here in South Africa in terms of legislation or court actions or prosecutions around what I shall call assisted dying?
We're certainly not where New Zealand is. Let me just preface what I want to say. I hope Sean Davison asked for a review of his case in view of what has happened, because, you know, he was criminally charged in New Zealand for assisting his mother to die. So in view of this, I would say that they should review his position. Be that as it may, we have a situation where a judge in a northern Gauteng Supreme Court gave permission to Stransom Ford, the applicant, to be assisted with dying. In other words, any medical professional who assisted him would not have been criminally liable. That was taken on appeal to the Supreme Court of Appeal, to a full bench in Bloemfontein, by the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Health. And the appeal was upheld. In other words, they overturned the Stratham Court, the Northern Gauteng Supreme Court decision. But it was very interesting what the judges said. They said that if a case comes before them where all the arguments are put on the table, in other words, it's not simply a request for one specific person, then the law may very well change. The law at the moment is that says that the status is that the common law, there's a tension between the common law and our constitution, where we have certain rights. The rights seem to be pointing clearly towards assisted dying, euthanasia, and physician-assisted suicide being legal.
I need to check that, though. There's no specific mention in the Constitution of that right. That is an interpretation of other rights that would lead to that conclusion.
Absolutely. The right to dignity, the right to integrity of the body, the right to all kinds of freedoms. Yes, it's certainly an interpretation of those rights. Yeah.
Okay, so the court has said that if a full case taking into account all of these contexts came before it, it might rule on it. And is such a case in the works?
And it might rule in a specific way, in the way that it happened in Canada. That's what the court said. It would refer the whole question to Parliament and said, there is this tension and you must resolve it. So it will pass the buck, as it were, to Parliament to decide.
Okay. Where, globally, I'm not aware of too many states that allow a sort of an active form of assisted dying. Switzerland is obviously one. New Zealand is now another. Are there others?
Yeah, certainly. You know, certainly, if you consider that there's, you know, you have approximately 200 countries or states in the world, independent countries. There are not too many, but certainly we started with the Netherlands, the Benelux countries, Belgium, Luxembourg, Switzerland. There are movements in Germany. It's certainly getting the attention of the House of Lords. In England, almost every second year, every third year now. In America, it started with the state of Oregon. The last time I looked, it was about 14 states have now legalized it.
And just explain to me, Willem, what they have legalized. What do you mean specifically when you talk about assisted dying?
Assisted dying can mean two things. There are two forms of it. The one is called physician-assisted suicide, or simply assisted suicide, which means that somebody supplies the means to a person who then self-administers those means. So it's called, the last word is there, the operative word is suicide, you know, but you need the means to commit suicide. The other form of assisted dying is what is called euthanasia. In other words, the means that cause death are both supplied and administered by somebody else, not the person who dies. And that there may be specific reasons for that. You may be paralyzed. You may not be able to swallow. You have motor neuron disease in the final stage, and you simply cannot swallow. You have to be, for example, injected with a legal dosage. So those are the two forms. Now, some of the states in the United States, they've started with physician-assisted suicide. In other words, you apply to a hospital committee. They look at your case, and they say you qualify to be assisted with dying when the time comes. And the very interesting thing is, so many people, you know, have terminal diseases that are really awful, motor neuron disease in its final stages, and people feel abandoned. So they apply and said, in those final stages, I want to be assisted with dying. And often those patients die before they actually put, you know, the request in practice, because some other organ, you know, starts malfunctioning, and they die peacefully. But they have the comfort to know that they will be assisted when the time comes and not be abandoned.
And Willem, where is the line in terms of people not taking action? You're talking about a specific action to end a life, but doctors can also say, all right, we're not going to administer a treatment that might extend life. Is that covered by this?
Well, I mean, as the law is at the moment, everybody can decide to decline medical treatment, any treatment whatsoever. And the Supreme Court of Appeal has said that if somebody is treated against his or her will, that constitutes assault, even if that treatment that's being withheld or declined shortens life. So we all have that option. But also doctors, medical professionals have the option to listen to a patient and for example, increase a dosage of morphine, where the first consequence is that you alleviate pain, but the secondary consequence is that you shorten life. That is perfectly legitimate and legal, also confirmed by the Supreme Court of Appeal.
And what if that person has no will or ability to express their will, and the doctor says, look, there's no point in this. They have expressed previously their desire for assisted dying. I am no longer going to administer this drug or keep this patient alive. Is that legal?
Well, if the patient is competent, then obviously the doctors have to listen to the patient.
Yeah, but if the patient is no longer
competent, then the proxy decision maker, and that is provided, who that person is provided by the National Health Act of 2003. For example, your spouse becomes your proxy decision maker. If you do not have a spouse, your children, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody close to you. Now, that person steps into your shoes, and if that person declines treatment that lengthens your life, for example, demands that there's further, treatment for alleviating pain, the doctors have to listen to that. You have to respect that, because the proxy decision maker almost literally steps into the shoes of the agent, of the person who's ill.
Well, thank you very much indeed. That's a very good summary of where we are, where obviously Dignity SA would like us to be in South Africa. They would like Parliament to move in this direction that New Zealand has, where fairly overwhelmingly 63% of people, not the final number, but it looks like it'll be close to the final number, 63% voted in favour of assisted dying in this referendum, whereas on the same referendum to legalise cannabis, that was rejected, 53% voting no.